Now, why are we playing this song?
We're playing this because Maroon 5 is going to be the Super Bowl 53 halftime show in Atlanta. Just announced, according to Variety magazine.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I know that's a big band for Coach Camille.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
He loves
Adam Levine and Maroon 5.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good performer and good singer and everything. And obviously, he's got huge fame with The Voice.
He's good on that show, The Voice.
Yeah. But our next guest, I know who he'd like to see at the Super Bowl 53 halftime show. We get a little Bruce out there or what? Bring sunshine on the field, get the fist pumping for the Eagles halftime show at the Super Bowl. Let's bring him on right now from NBC Sports Philadelphia. John Clark joining us. What's wrong with little Bruce when the Eagles could be in the Super Bowl, John?
Hey, I think you're onto something. By the way, somebody pointed out to me that Carson Wentz will return Sunday on Bruce Springsteen's birthday. Maybe they should play Born to Run.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but we don't want him running.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, John, what do you think the effect of the quarterback returning could have on this team this Sunday?
I think the effect is big. And, you know, you talk to people in Carson's past and in high school and in college, and even when you saw him here with the Eagles, he lifts the play of the people around him. He is that kind of guy that people look to. And, look, I think it's devastating right now. I mean, when you watch that game on Sunday and you see Kamar Aiken, Shelton Gibson, and Josh Perkins out there, I even had people asking me, Josh Perkins, where did he come from? Mm-hmm. Was he in camp with the Birds? So, I mean, they were devastated with injuries, and also Jay Ajayi and Darren Sproles, they're in doubt. So this is not going to be a cure-all. But when you looked at certain plays, Nick Foles does hold on to the ball too long sometimes. And Carson Wentz, number one, usually gets the ball out quicker. Or number two, he has such escapability and elusiveness with his legs. Now, I don't know if he'll have that 100%. I doubt it right away. But he's able to create plays, and I think that's really going to help this offense.
And John Clark joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline from NBC Sports Philly. John, were they in the mix for Josh Gordon?
I don't think so. From what I've heard and the people I've talked to, I don't think so. I think they may have made a call, and I think they probably did make a call because I think Howie is a very smart general manager where I think you call on every player, and then you kind of get an idea of what other teams are looking for in return so that if you do make a trade at some point for somebody, you get an idea of the landscape. So I definitely think they made a call, but I don't think it went anywhere. I think that they are very concerned about the locker room. Jay, you know, there were concerns about him. It worked out. He came in here and he acclimated to the Eagles and the leadership. Michael Bennett, I think there were some questions about that. But I think there's a concern to keep the locker room the way it is. And I also think that they believe Alshon's going to be back in a week or two, probably not this Sunday. And then I think they wanted to bring in somebody who could just jump in right away and know the offense. And that's really important to them.
All right. Do you think they're done making moves at the wide receiver position?
No, I don't. I think Howie Roseman is working the phones. And I think Jordan Matthews is an emergency situation. They needed to get somebody in here for Sunday that knows the offense, that on a third down out of the slot can be a comfort for Carson Wentz and a guy to go to. But, a source told me that they reached out to Jeremy Maclin, and they're talking with Jeremy Maclin and trying to get him in for a workout. I believe he already would have been in for a workout yesterday, but Jeremy has an issue with his leg. I don't know if it's the hamstring per se that he had with New England, but he has an issue with his leg. So I think he will come in and work out in a week or so. I think this is a week-by-week process, constantly trying to upgrade, and Howie is definitely working the phones.
Yeah, well, that's one thing about Howie that we know is he's always been very aggressive. We're talking with John Clark on the Comcast Business Hotline. John, this Sunday, number 11 is going to run out of that tunnel. We're making the assumption that they're going to introduce the offense out there to get that crowd in a lather. And they're probably not going to do it to the defense because Jalen Mills had some foolish things to say. I saw your tweet, and we've been reading the quotes all day from Jalen Mills, and let me read them again for the people that have not heard what he said. But he said, all those fake Eagle fans, keep that same energy. When we start back rolling, we get to where we're going to get to at the end of the year. We don't want to hear from you. Never a good idea to poke the hornet's nest, is it?
Yeah, look, you know, Jalen Mills is a really good dude. Like, if you talk to him in the locker room and you, you know, talk to him about football, he's good people. And I don't think he should have said that. Number one, he should never say fake Eagles fans. You have to understand that this world and NFL football, you're getting paid a lot of money, and it is a week-to-week thing. And if you don't have a good game, people are going to criticize you. It doesn't mean they've backed off liking you, and doesn't mean that they don't think you can be a starting cornerback for the Eagles. But yeah, I don't think he should have said that. And I think he may realize that. I think they probably felt that, hey, we won the Super Bowl. So that gives us a little bit of, you know, a buffer zone, as they used to say on Seinfeld. But, you know, I think Malcolm Jenkins, I think he handled it great after the first game where he said, and I'm just happy to hear that the fans have not gotten complacent because they booed us. And they're just like us. We're hungry and we're not complacent. So I think that's the way you handle it. It's never good to go after your customers, really.
Yeah, well, Jalen's not alone, though, too. I mean, I'm not targeting him, you know, alone. The whole secondary had a bad week.
Yeah, that was really disappointing. And some sloppy tackling at some points. And to give up those big plays after week one when they said, you know what, we gave up five plays or 20 or more yards, we got to cut that out. I agree. It was a rough week for the secondary. That is a tough cover, DeSean Jackson. There's no one on the Eagles who can cover him. And you need that safety help. And then, of course, when you get a good, quick, big tight end like that and you're not able to tackle him well, it's gonna lead to problems. So I expect the defense to bounce back, especially at home. They've won 12 of 13 at home. The defense, I think if you go through the numbers, they're giving up like 7 points a game at home or something like that over the last 6-7 home games. So this defense is different at home. It's dominant at home. They got to figure a little bit out on the road defensively. But I think you're going to see a really good performance from the D at home.
Hey, John, what do we got to do to get Dallas Goedert going? Obviously, no targets against Tampa. He had one catch against the Atlanta Falcons for a couple of yards.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at your personnel this week, I think you got to be thinking, let's get our tight ends more involved. And Mike Groh mentioned that. He agreed with the sentiment that we got to get them more involved. So I definitely think you will see that. I mean, if you look at the options that are the best right now on the Eagles, you know, it's Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz. And it's maybe Dallas Goedert after that, along with the running backs catching some balls out of the backfield when you talk about the passing game. So, right. Believe me, I do think that they are looking into that, and that'll be a big part of their game plan.
Last question for John Clark from NBC Sports Philly. John, the Sixers elevate Elton Brand to be the next general manager. Your instant reaction to that?
Well, you know, I remember Jeffrey Lurie saying he wanted to have a collaboration between Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson. And I think that's really what the Sixers have settled on, and that's what they want. They want a collaboration with their head coach, Brett Brown, who does not want to be the GM, and their basketball and analytics departments. And I think they felt, you know, I mean, the reports were out there that they interviewed David Griffin. David Griffin's going to want full control. He's going to want money. And I think they really like the structure that they have of their analytics department, their basketball people, and the comfort they have with all that. And I believe they felt Elton Brand, after looking at other candidates, was the best guy. We don't know if he's going to be a good GM, but he's a highly intelligent person, and he has a great familiarity with the team, the coaches, and the structure, and also the league. He's really well-respected around the league with owners and agents. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think they wanted to keep a lot of the people and the structure that they had in place, and this was the best way to go for them.
Yeah, well, we all hope it works out, that's for sure. Hey, John, I want to invite you to come with me, Harry and I, to Metallica on October 26th. I'm trying to get more fun in my life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to become a more fun person and less uptight and,
right,
you know, just worrying about the weight of the world. So I figured if we add you to the mix with Harry, your neighbors, mm-hmm, and we go see Metallica on October 26th at the Wells Fargo, I think it'd be a fun night. You in?
October 26th. What day of the week is
that? It's a Friday.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Clark was made for Fridays.
Yeah, but there might be a Sixers game or something.
I'm going to be in London, I think.
Is that London Week?
Oh, that's right.
That's London Week.
See?
Oh, I would.
But that's Halloween weekend. That's not the week. Is it the week that they're playing in London?
That's London Week, I believe.
Ah, jeez. Come on. You got to skip London for the Mighty Metallica. All right, man. Hey, John, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you, man.
All right. I would have been there with my earplugs.
Not fist pumping, but head banging, Johnny Clark.
All right, guys.
Thanks, brother.